Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we welcome your phone calls on this beautiful weekend. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we got lots of time to answer your phone calls. Plus, we got some interesting stuff to talk about. In a few moments, we're going to talk about how some German natural healers got together at a conference and partied just a little too hard, and scores of them ended up in a German hospital. Also, in a scene reminiscent of Breaking Bad, Boston police raided a storefront in the Fenway section of Boston and found something that I think you'll find entirely surprising. 888-302-3684 is their number. And this week, one of the big stories had to do with new blood pressure guidelines that are going to be promulgated in the light of a big scientific study that looks at basically the question, how low can you go? Blood pressure limbo. Remember Chubby Checker, tried to get you to go under the bar? It was sort of the party craze of the 50s and 60s and 70s. You'd do the limbo. And now doctors are being urged to do blood pressure limbo with their patients, getting their blood pressure to ever lower goals in order to protect them from stroke and heart attacks. Based on the study. So let's drill down and take a closer look at what this study actually tells us. The headline from the New York Times, lower blood pressure guidelines could be life-saving, federal study says. And what they're saying here is that changing blood pressure guidelines could cause the falling death rate from heart attacks and stroke to drop even more. The researchers claim they have, quote, potentially life-saving information. And they even ended the study more than a year early because they felt that the results so conclusively showed that lowering blood pressure dramatically, not just a little bit, could improve the survival chances of patients. Previously, the blood pressure guidelines, as they stand now, the current guideline is to have a systolic blood pressure under 140. That is the goal. And for people over 60, they're allowed to go a little higher. Blood pressure of 150 over less, that's the systolic, the second number, in terms of blood pressure goals. But the new study found that patients who were assigned to reach a systolic blood pressure goal below 120 had their risk of heart attacks, heart failure, and strokes reduced by a third, and their risk of death reduced by nearly a quarter. So you're going to say, I checked my blood pressure this morning. It's 125 over 80, and I guess I got to go on a blood pressure medication in light of this new study. But think again, because we got to take a look precisely what this study said before we rush to judgment. The study called the SPRINT study randomly assigned more than 9,300 men and women ages 50 and over to one of two systolic blood pressure targets, either less than 120 or less than 140. Okay, now let's take a look at this population. These individuals were 50 and over. Okay, you're going to say, well, middle-aged individuals and older. But they were not typical middle-aged individuals who are otherwise healthy. They were at high risk of heart disease. That meant that they had had bypass surgery, that they had had demonstrable evidence of circulatory problems. Perhaps they'd had a stent or two placed. Perhaps they suffered from angina, or maybe they'd already had a heart attack. Additionally, some of these individuals had kidney disease, which is a known good reason for lowering blood pressure even more aggressively. So these were not just typical individuals 50 and over. They had a high risk of heart disease or had kidney disease. And so they looked at whether it was better to lower their blood pressure to 120 or less or 140 or less. And the resounding answer was more aggressive blood pressure lowering was the right way to go. But the problem here is that this study may be interpreted in kind of a cookie-cutter fashion that everyone should have their blood pressure lowered to 120 or less. And yes, that is a good blood pressure to have, but is it a good idea to take every single person, regardless of their status in terms of heart disease, kidney disease, like the people in the study, and put them on blood pressure medications? And oh, by the way, in order to get these people to a blood pressure of 120 or lower, on the average, they required three or more medications. Three or more medications can cause a heck of a lot of side effects. They can also cause older individuals to feel dizzy, to faint or fall, woozy, lightheaded. They can even cause a type of stroke that is not related to high blood pressure, but is related to insufficient pressure to get the blood past hardened arteries. Yeah, you need a bigger column of steam to push the blood past narrowed arteries, particularly in elderly individuals. And so it's not entirely certain that this should dramatically change our way of treating blood pressure in America. But unfortunately, in our dumbed-down medical system, it'll be interpreted that way. And so one of the things that this brings up is that people need to monitor their blood pressure. And there are a wealth of opportunities to do home blood pressure monitoring. And no longer do you need some of these cumbersome cuffs that you had to puff up with the bulb and then you had to be able to read it properly and use a stethoscope and all that, the way doctors do it in the doctor's office. Now there are electronic devices which are really cool. One of them is not so cool. That is a device that until recently was listed on the Apple App Store health and fitness category. It was an app that purported to enable you to measure your blood pressure with your iPhone alone. Just your iPhone, just plain iPhone. And you downloaded this app for $3.99 and you placed your finger over the speaker on your iPhone, and it recorded something. And then you placed it over your chest, and it recorded something. And it purported to give you an accurate blood pressure. But doctors have been very critical of this app. I'm reading here from a reviewer who looked at this one. He says the app costs $3.99 to download. It promises to measure your blood pressure using just your iPhone. First, it asks you to place your finger on the camera. Oh, the camera, okay, measuring your heart rate somehow. And second, you have to place your phone's microphone on your heart. And there's some sort of computer program in there that supposedly yields a blood pressure result without even a cuff. You just need to use your finger. And so developers are charging $3.99 for an app that really has no basis in science in how it could possibly work. And oh, by the way, if you look carefully at the instructions for the app, it says instant blood pressure is for entertainment purposes only. It is not an FDA cleared medical device. Consult a doctor if you have any health concern. Well, this could create a great deal of harm if people get the wrong idea about their blood pressure, a false sense of security because it's normal, or alarm because it's abnormal, and that's not the real deal. I prefer some of the new, really cool wireless devices that are now available for syncing with your iPhone or your Android phone. One is called the Withings Blood Pressure Monitor. It's very cool, W-I-T-H-I-N-G-S. and it's a cuff. Now, really, some of the devices, and these are no good. Devices that measure your blood pressure at your finger, no good. Devices that measure your blood pressure at your wrist, no good. It's got to be a cuff that wraps around your inner elbow. That's the, you know, or your upper arm. That's the right way to go. And the Withings blood pressure monitor is a great option for iOS users. It's comfortable, easy to use. It has an attractive user interface. And you can also export your data to a variety of fitness-oriented sites and keep track of it and share the information with your doctor. Another one is called the Cardio Arm with a Q, Q-A-R-D-I-O. Very nicely designed. You can perform a triple measurement of your systolic, diastolic blood pressure, heart rate, and it even has irregular heartbeat detection so that you can alert your doctor to the possibility that you have a cardiac arrhythmia. This information, this is going to explode, but beware of apps that are promise more than what they can deliver, because at this point you can't put your finger on the camera or hold the phone to your heart. No such device has been developed that can accurately measure blood pressure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. Start calling. We're here for you. We're live. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. And this week we have the Cedarside sample pack giveaway to our first caller. So 888-302-3684 for questions. Interesting story out of Germany. A group of Heilpraktikers, roughly translated as naturopaths. These are not MDs, but there's a big natural medicine movement in Germany. And the Heilpraktikers are well-trained individuals, don't have medical degrees. They go to special schools to become natural healers. And they were having a convention in the town of Handelow, south of Hamburg, last week. And something very bizarre happened. The conference ended in chaos after delegates became intoxicated. The 29 men and women were staggering around, rolling in a meadow, talking gibberish, and suffering severe cramps. They had apparently inadvertently taken an LSD-like drug and started suffering from hallucinations. More than 150 medical staff, ambulances, and police descended on the scene and took the raving delegates to a hospital. Did they spike the kale smoothies with some sort of hallucinogen? It's believed that they may have taken the drug 2CE, which is known as aqua rust in Germany. It's been illegal there since the end of last year. No one recovered sufficiently to be interviewed by police until... this happened on Friday until the Monday thereafter. So police are reportedly looking into possibilities, including the drug being taken as a joint experiment, or was it given furtively to conference participants as a prank? And now to stateside, this was like a scene out of Breaking Bad. Boston police investigated what appeared to be an illicit meth lab that was concealed in the basement of a local business. But you won't believe what they found. They arrived in hazmat suits because a convenience store in the Fenway area of Boston, near Fenway Park, had stored 220 gallons of chemicals. They were in 55-gallon barrels, and they appeared to contain a suspicious substance. So a city inspector uncovered this and alerted law enforcement officials, and they arrived, with the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Drug Enforcement Administration, police and firefighters, because the fear among residents was that the Fenway Market, as it's called, a small grocery store, was housing explosives or a drug lab in the basement. And what was actually happening? Well, the store owner was letting a friend use the basement to do experiments in the manufacturing of fish oil. There were 220 gallons of chemicals that were intended as ingredients for fish oil, and they were they created a kind of distillery to molecularly distill fish oil in a home brew. But they didn't follow proper procedures. They didn't get a permit. They used the wrong commercial location in a residential district to do this. And therefore, they will receive at least 12 citations from Boston's Inspectional Services Department. It was all about omega-3 fatty acids and healthy fish oil. there you have it. They had no idea what they were getting into. And ultimately, instead of finding a meth lab, they found a fish oil distillery, but it was illicit. All right, coming up, we got lots more to talk about. We invite your phone calls. We're going to do a Cedarside sample pack giveaway. 888-302-3684. Check out a new podcast that we've added to our lineup at drhoffman.com. Our Q&A with Layla. We've spun off Layla doing individual podcasts on subjects of interest. Check it out at drhoffman.com. It's a new feature. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this is a very interesting story about multiple sclerosis. We learned a couple of weeks ago that multiple sclerosis incidence was related to vitamin D. People have varying genetic capacities to absorb and synthesize vitamin D. It's synthesized in the skin from sunlight, but also it's metabolized in a certain way. There are variations in vitamin D receptors that govern how much vitamin D is going to do the right job in various parts of your body. And different variations in vitamin D receptor status have an impact on the likelihood of multiple sclerosis. Well, now we learn about the impact of yet another nutrient or nutraceutical on multiple sclerosis. And it's through examining a mystery, which is that multiple sclerosis patients seem to get better in the winter and worse in the summer. A lot of MS patients are heat intolerant. They get worse when they take that that winter vacation to a tropical place. And sometimes it's claimed that the problem is heat intolerance. But new research in the medical journal Cell, or in the scientific journal Cell, suggests that there is a reason for this. And the reason is that in darkness, you make more melatonin. And the more light there is, whether it's natural light or artificial light, the more you suppress production of melatonin. And so according to this research, these individuals had decreased amounts of melatonin during the summertime, increased amounts in the winter, and it was found that melatonin has a protective effect. It dampens the immune response and helps keep the bad guys or the pathogenic T cells at bay. Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease in which the immune system attacks the brain and spinal cord. And the suggestion is that melatonin or its derivatives may be used in MS patients after appropriate clinical trials are conducted and the dosage is established. We don't yet know the dosage which is most effective. The clinical trials so far have been done in test tubes or on animals. And however, this is very promising because we know that melatonin is helpful in other autoimmune disorders. It's been shown to be effective in Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, for example. And it may have an anti-cancer effect in breast cancer, prostate cancer, and other cancers. So a new clue that melatonin may join the list of helpful supplements for multiple sclerosis. Okay, this one, very surprising study that suggests that smoking doesn't always mean a shortened lifespan or even cancer. Researchers published a study in the Journals of Gerontology, which identify a network of genetic changes that allows certain individuals to better withstand environmental damage, like smoking, and to repair damage. These, what are called, are SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms. They're little strands of DNA. We're strongly associated with high survival rates. So this may answer the paradox of why Uncle Charlie, who is like 89 years old, smokes like a chimney, he's still alive. Whereas his counterparts, younger individuals, succumb to lung cancer or heart attacks. What's up with that? There may be certain resiliency genes that influence the impact of smoking. This is not to condone smoking. It just suggests that we have now identified some, at least, of the genetic markers, a series of SNPs, that allow certain individuals to better withstand environmental damage, like smoking, and mitigate damage. And the suggestion is maybe, just maybe, we ought to be testing people early in life. It's not good for anyone to start smoking, but in particular, it might give us reason to issue specific cautions to people who don't have the proper repair systems and who might be more prone to the damaging effects of smoking. Hopefully this won't be used as a means of condoning smoking, telling people, hey, don't worry, you're fine. You're genetically protected from the ravages of smoking, probably only to a certain extent. All right, in just a moment, we're going to talk about a unique new supplement. It's actually not a new supplement. It's been around for a while that offers treatment for a wide variety of medical conditions and for aging itself. We'll be right back with a fascinating interview. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As part of our interview series, today we're talking to Dr. Garth Nicholson, Ph.D., he's founder and director of the Institute for Molecular Medicine. He's going to tell us about an innovative new nutritional approach that is rejuvenative, anti-aging, and combats many degenerative conditions. He is very well known in the scientific community for his landmark scientific breakthroughs for cell membrane science. He is one of the individuals who is primarily responsible for something called the fluid mosaic model of cell membranes, a concept which has revolutionized our understanding of how cells work. He's written over 600 scientific papers. He has earned five U.S. patents, and most of his research pertains to cancer biology and cellular mechanisms of aging. He has enunciated a theory called lipid replacement therapy for treatment of a variety of issues, and so he's going to explain it. Dr. Nicholson, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Glad to be on you.
Well, thank you. Is it accurate to say that you have been an innovator in the field of what you have dubbed, actually, I think that's a term you've coined, lipid replacement therapy?
Well, lipid replacement therapy is simply the replacement of cellular lipids, which are essential in essentially every aspect of the cell metabolism in life. Now, as we age, and in all chronic illnesses, our lipid parts of our membranes get damaged. They get oxidized. And this results in loss of function. And, of course, membranes are involved in practically everything a cell does. But they're importantly involved in the energy systems of cells, in little organelles, little batteries inside our cells called mitochondria. And as we age, or if we get an illness or an infection or virtually any kind of problem, these membranes get damaged. And when they're damaged, we can't produce the cellular energy that's necessary for our cells to function properly. And so we've developed a way to actually replace these damaged lipids naturally, because we have a system in place in our cells to do this, but we need the correct components available in order to replace those damaged lipids. And that's what lipid replacement therapy does. It actually provides a source of these membrane lipids, membrane glycerol phospholipids, as they're called, so that they can replace the damaged lipids and return the membranes to function, and so the cell can provide energy and all the metabolic actions necessary, and that's exactly what lipid replacement therapy does.
Well, you know, when people think of lipids, lipid is a word that's synonymous with fats. They think of, okay, you know, omega-3s, I'm taking fish oil, or maybe, you know, I'm taking flaxseed oil, or I'm taking primrose oil. Those are lipids, too, but these are what are called phospholipids. How are they unique?
Well, the glycerophospholipids are unique because they provide the matrix of all of our membranes of our cells. And so there are a lot of different types of lipids. There are virtually hundreds of different types of lipids in cells. This very important subclass of lipids are really essential in providing membranes the barrier matrix properties that they need to function properly. And so without these, or if these are damaged, our membranes don't function properly and everything goes haywire in a cell when this happens.
So you've done a lot of research on Gulf War syndrome, that terrible condition that a lot of veterans came home with after the Gulf War, a debilitating medical condition. Did you apply this theory to your therapeutic regimen for returning vets?
Yes, we have. And the reason for that is that basically infections cause the same problem. We've worked with Lyme patients, for example. We've worked with patients with a variety of different infections, some of which are involved in Lyme disease. And these patients benefit tremendously from lipid replacement therapy because their membranes are damaged because of the infections. And so this helps rejuvenate the cells and repair the damage and return them to a more normal state.
So specifically, how can listeners access this type of therapy? Is there something, you know, by prescription? Is it on the market? How do you do that?
Well, it's an over-the-counter product called NT Factor. And it's available. It's available in specialty vitamin stores, for example, or on the Internet at www.ntfactor.com. And this product, which is technically it's called patented energy, is one of the products that contains NT Factor lipids. This is the product that we're actually using for chemical detoxification and for Gulf War veterans and for a lot of other people that have either infections or chronic illnesses of all sorts, everything from neurodegenerative diseases to gastrointestinal diseases to musculoskeletal diseases and so on. In all these instances, our membranes are damaged, and especially our mitochondrial membranes. And again, the mitochondria are the little batteries inside our cells that provide the energy that all our cells need to function properly. And when they get damaged, our energy levels go down, and we experience that as fatigue. And a lot of functions that the cells perform are altered, or they're reduced, or altered in some way that prevents them from functioning properly. And so what this product does is it provides the specific glycerol phospholipids that are necessary to rebuild the membranes.
Well, what type of dosages are required to get the repair effects? Or does it vary by condition? Maybe someone who just wants to take this for maintenance and for anti-aging purposes may take a lower dose, and a person who's really been hammered with something like chronic fatigue syndrome, Gulf War syndrome, post-Lyme syndrome, perhaps a neurodegenerative disease like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, they might have to take higher doses?
Well, we generally recommend higher doses for people that have more symptoms and or have high severity in their symptoms, and the higher doses do help. The highest doses that we've used are for actually chemical decontamination, and the reason that this works for that is that, number one, cellular energy is required to remove contaminating chemicals, and this helps provide that, helps restore that energy. But the second thing is it provides a matrix for the chemicals to be actually mobilized into. If we mobilize chemicals, we have to do something with them. Our body needs to get rid of them, needs to secrete them, and this helps in that whole secretion process. So for chemical decontamination, we require fairly high levels of that. Generally, we recommend in excess of 2 to 3 grams of the glycerol phospholipids per day to do that. So the NT Factor...
That would be the equivalent of how many capsules or tablets or wafers?
In terms of the wafers, which are the latest product, which is called patented energy, we generally need 3 to 4 wafers per day for somebody who's for chemical decontamination. But for ordinary maintenance, 1 to 2 wafers per day is certainly sufficient. That's what I take myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually personally have taken the product. I've been aware of it for well over 10 years. So every single day I take one NT Factor, not the wafer, but the tablet, twice daily. And, hey, you know, I just did a 5K race this morning, and I feel pretty good for over 60. So in terms of are there certain cofactors that you might employ if you were trying to support energy? Does this is it compatible with other energy enhancing things like coenzyme Q10 or ribose, things like that?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I mean, for people who have deficits, a number of these different things that are required for mitochondrial function, there are other products that are important, and actually some of these are provided within more complex NT factor products like Propex. Propex contains vitamins and minerals and CoQ10 and other things that are necessary, and that's a pretty good product as well, and that may be what you're taking. We use the wafers, the NT factor patented energy wafers, strictly for things like decontamination and also for people that have chronic infections, because they do require a higher amount of the glycerol phospholipids, and so this is provided by that particular supplement.
You know, how I actually got turned on to this product is, and we actually detail the story in a recent podcast that I did with John Casey, who's actually one of the innovators who's brought this product to the market. Initially gave me some samples of this product, and I said, you know, fine, I like the theory, you know, that's great, the data is interesting, but I have to try it out. And I tried it out on a cancer patient who was receiving chemotherapy, was quite debilitated, and his turnaround within just a month was remarkable. You do a lot of work with cancer biology. Now, we're not saying in any way, shape, or form that NT factor cures or treats cancer. It's not about that, but it may. You know, many cancer patients are debilitated from the very treatments that they receive, radiation, chemotherapy. How might that help to restore function or energy?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I mean, we've used this in cancer patients to really reduce the adverse effects of chemotherapy and radiotherapy and also help them recover faster from whether it's a cancer surgery or cancer therapy of a variety of means. So in that regard, it helps improve the quality of life of cancer patients and helps restore them to more natural function. So although we're not treating the cancer, what we're doing is helping the patient recover from the cancer and from the cancer therapy. And people that have undergone cancer therapy know that this really causes a lot of different problems. And we found in studies that were actually conducted at UCLA that there's a very dramatic reduction in the adverse effects of cancer therapy by using the NT factor products. And so we're really excited about applying this more in the area of cancer treatment, not so much treatment, but cancer supportive cancer patients and helping them recover to a more normal life.
Yeah, I'm curious about the patent process, because it's kind of interesting that these patents, have they been acquired in relationship to the use of lipid replacement therapy?
Yes, they have, and there are several patents. One has been issued on the basic formulation, but there are others that are in process. For example, we were just submitting a patent on sperm. As we age, the quality of our sperm goes down, the viability and the motility goes down, and we've been using this product to show that sperm could be rejuvenated by the NT factor lipids. And so the next step is to then go and try this on patients, men with fertility problems, to see if we can improve their quality of their sperm and the viability and the motility of their sperm. So there are a lot of different uses for these products, and we're just beginning to explore this now.
It seems that, you know, just like coenzyme Q10, the scientific name is ubiquinone, which means it's ubiquitous. You know, we're talking about something which is essentially a ubiquitous property of cells and the mitochondria, which is the membrane fluidity that we want to preserve with lipid replacement therapy. So, the implications are far-reaching, correct?
They are, and it's not just the fluidity of the membranes, but also the leakiness across the membranes. I mean, one of the problems, both in nerve cells and in other cells that have excitatory membranes, is that the potential electrical potential across the membrane must be maintained. If it's not, the nerve will depolarize and actually fire, and this is what happens, we think, in fibromyalgia patients. And so what this product does is it stops that or helps stop that leakiness from occurring. And so the membrane potential can be restored. In the inner membrane of the mitochondria, this is absolutely necessary for production of high-energy molecules, but in the plasma membranes of nerve cells, for example, it's absolutely necessary for nerve conduction. So there are a number of different uses for this, having to do with repair and restoration of membrane structural and functional integrity.
So what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? Where can people get more information about lipid replacement therapy? Any diagrams or helpful explanations or information about the products themselves?
They can find out more about the products at the ntfactor.com website. If they want to read the publications that are involved in this, they're on the Institute for Molecular Medicine website, which is www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much, Dr. Garth Nicholson, for explaining that to us. Lipid replacement therapy with NT Factor, a very, very promising nutraceutical approach to health maintenance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.